What up, y'all? You're listening to Sports Talk with Tropp, and I'm your host, Katie Tropp. Well, before we get into things, I did have all intentions of doing a show on Friday, but, I was out of town for a good chunk of the week, so I really wasn't paying attention to what was going on in sports, and there really wasn't a lot to talk about, and I just couldn't put together a whole lot of a show. Plus, I am about to drop a new album. I had to do a whole bunch of stuff on Friday for that. So, there was no show on Friday, so that I just decided to take the whole week off last week. But with that being said, yes, I am dropping a new album called Crazy 8. It's going to be released on May 8th. I'm going to be dropping the first single this week. I'm going to be dropping new singles here and there. But also of note, that actually has to do with the show, is I have a new sports-themed song on my new album. So that means we're going to have a new intro track here pretty soon. I'd say in the next couple of weeks, more closer to the release. But we have that to look forward to. So get ready for it. So let's get right into the first of the season, the Tropp 10 MLB Power Rankings. This one's always the weirdest one because there's going to be some teams in here that we discuss that we're probably never going to discuss again, or who are going to slowly fade away because it's only the beginning of the baseball season. So a lot has gone on, and a lot of teams have started off the season slow. A lot have started off hot. And, there are some usual suspects, of course, but there's a few teams in here actually a good chunk of who we talk about today, I don't expect to talk about for a long time. But I do expect to talk about number one, because guess who is number one? Even when I was putting together the list, and I go, oh, who's going to, because I haven't really been paying a whole lot of attention to sports, so I haven't really been aware of what's going on that much in baseball. And then when I look and see it, who's leading the league, of course, it's the good old Los Angeles Dodgers. So I've got them ranked at number one on my power rankings this week, 11-4 on the season, so doing great as usual. 7-3 in their last 10 games this past week. They took the series over the Toronto Blue Jays and the Texas Rangers. Oh, wouldn't you know it, they are having zero issues scoring runs. As a matter of fact, right now they are second in the league with 91 runs. Yes, we are only 2 weeks into the baseball season and the Dodgers already have almost 100 runs. So, and guess what? It's not just Shohei Ohtani. As a matter of fact, he kind of started off the season slow for Ohtani. But it's all about Andy Páez. He has been raking it this year, batting a .429 with 4 home runs and 17 RBI so far. And the batting average and the RBI actually lead the team. So like I said, usually we're hearing, Betts, he's actually on the injured list right now. He's going to miss a couple of months of baseball, but guess what? Doesn't matter. Freddie Freeman, he's doing well. Not blowing it out of the water yet, but I expect him to pretty soon. And then, of course, Ohtani, the usual, but it's actually Páez is where they're getting a lot of their offensive production right now, and, it's all working out for the Dodgers as usual. Then at number two on my Tropp 10 MLB power rankings of the San Diego Padres, overall record of 10-6. They're 8-2 in their last 10 games and currently on a 5-game winning streak. This past week, they beat the Pittsburgh Pirates and they swept the Colorado Rockies in a 4-game series, by the way. So, they're not getting a lot of production from the usual guys that you would expect. Now, Nick Pivetta, he is picking up right where he left off last year. Pivetta just was mowing people down last year, had a phenomenal year, a really come out of nowhere year. It kind of felt like Pivetta was signing with the Padres last year, just kind of like a last-ditch effort to just kind of save his career, and boy, howdy. This dude has really come out of the gate and had not only a fantastic year last year, but has already 24 strikeouts on the season. So he's just picking up right where he left off last year. But it's Ramon Laureano is where they're getting a lot of their offensive production so far. He's batting a .268 with 4 home runs and 11 RBI. But just overall, the Padres pitching staff is pitching well. They're scoring a lot of runs when they need to. They're getting Xavier Bogaerts had a grand slam the other day in one of those games against the Rockies, a walk-off grand slam. So they're just getting a lot of offensive production from places you really wouldn't expect it. And, like I said, I felt like the Padres were going to be a team that were going to be on the Dodgers' ass. And guess what? They're starting the season off on the Dodgers' ass. Then at number three on my top 10 MLB power rankings are the Atlanta Braves. Wrong sport, stupid. The Atlanta Braves overall record of 10-6, and they're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Los Angeles Angels and the Cleveland Guardians. And Chris Sale, he is just, it's crazy because you never know when pitchers are going to fall off or if they're going to fall off, because sometimes they don't. Chris Sale has been that kind of dude where you're like, is he going to fall off? Is he just going to go into the, because he had those injury prone years for a while when he was with Boston. And then all of a sudden he got traded to Atlanta, and it has been great for him. He's got three wins on the season already. And with a 3.27 ERA and 22 strikeouts, so he is just having a phenomenal year to start. But they're also finding some production from a rookie in Drake Baldwin, their catcher. He's batting 303 with 5 home runs and 17 RBI, and he actually leads the team in all of those hitting categories currently. Then at number four in my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Arizona Diamondbacks, overall record of 9-7. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the New York Mets and the Philadelphia Phillies. And Mike Soroka, who would have thought this was going to be their ace this year? And so far, he has been lights out since game one. He has 3 wins on the season, 23 strikeouts. And I think he had like 10 strikeouts in the first game of the season. So he's just been phenomenal for the Diamondbacks. And then, of course, Corbin Carroll, who knew what we were going to get from him, because he started off the season with that broken hand. But he is on fire right now, batting a 327 with 2 home runs, 11 RBI, getting a lot of offensive production from him. But right now, the Arizona Diamondbacks are actually putting it together, and they're looking like a really solid team. Not really what I expected from them, but I really wouldn't be it's not really that shocking, since they do have a very talented roster. It's just you don't know what you're going to get with them. And so far, they have come right out the gate and are looking pretty solid. Then at number five on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Sacramento A's, overall record of 8-7. They're 7-3 in their last 10 games, and they are currently on a 5-game winning streak. Now, I don't really expect to be discussing the A's a lot because I just don't think they're that good of a team. But hey, they are playing great right now. They actually just went to New York and took down both the Yankees and the Mets. And had 0 issues doing it, and they're getting some great production from their pitcher, Jeffrey Springs. He's got 2 wins on the season with a 1.47 ERA and 15 strikeouts, and he was mowing people down, especially in New York. But he has been having a great season to start. The A's, it's mostly been their pitching. That's what has been carrying them through the majority of these games. But they really, and then of course Langoliers, he's got 5 home runs already on the season. So the A's looking pretty decent right now, but I don't really expect to be discussing them really much beyond this week. Then at number 6 on my top 10 MLB power rankings of the Cleveland Guardians, overall record of 9-7. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Kansas City Royals and then lost the series to the Atlanta Braves. But they are getting some great production from their rookie, Chase DeLauder. He started off the season hot, and he just continues to keep it moving. He is right now, he's batting a 300 with 5 home runs and 12 RBI, and he leads the team in all of those hitting categories right now. You know, you never know how long that's going to last, but this looks like this is a great addition to their batting lineup. I mean, Kwan's having a solid year to start. Ramirez has been, you know, usual Ramirez, but if these 3 guys keep it up, the Cleveland Guardians, they could, you know, take this division, because this is one of the divisions that I look at that's completely up in the air, because there's just so many weird teams in this division that could go one way or the other. And so if Cleveland keeps it up, if DeLauder keeps it up, if they're just able to keep on scoring, it's really their pitching that I have the issues with. But if DeLauder's doing what he's doing and they just keep this up, they got a good shot at this division. Then at number 7 on my top 10 MLB power rankings, another team I don't really expect to discuss too much longer, but that's the Pittsburgh Pirates. Overall record of 9-6, 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost the series to the San Diego Padres, but took the series over the Chicago Cubs. And O'Neill Cruz has started off the season hot, batting a 339 with 5 home runs and 13 RBI. And I know we've kind of forgotten the last couple of seasons, but Brian Reynolds, they're finally getting some production from him, probably because he's finally healthy again. But right now he's batting a 259 with 3 home runs and 8 RBI. The shocking thing with this Pittsburgh Pirates team is that Paul Skenes not starting off the season hot. Now, that doesn't mean that's how it's going to be the entire season. But, you know, he's already, just before I started the show, he was kind of getting blown up. Guys are already getting on base on him right now, currently in the game that he's pitching in. So, and that's just kind of been the theme so far, is that usually he's pretty good at keeping guys off base. He's one of those dudes who's real difficult to get on base, real difficult to score on. Basically every game he's pitched so far has not really been that good, but, you know, maybe he'll work his way out of it. But, like I said, I don't really expect a lot from the Pittsburgh Pirates. As a matter of fact, I wouldn't be shocked if this is the last time we speak of them for the season. Then at number 8 on my top 10 MLB power rankings at the Baltimore Orioles, overall record of 8-7. They're 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Chicago White Sox and the San Francisco Giants. Gunnar Henderson, you know, he's had to battle through injuries the last couple of seasons himself. But right now, he has come right out the gate and he is ready to go, batting at 242 with 6 home runs and 12 RBI, and has really just been on fire since game one, playing great defensively as well. I don't know how much longer it's going to last with this Orioles team as well, just because a lot of questions with their pitching staff to me. They do have a lot of talent offensively and defensively, but it's just their pitching. I have tons of questions. They're also in a strong division, but so far they are leading that division and riding high over every single team in that division right now. And that says a lot, because myself included had a lot of high hopes for a lot of those teams in that division, from the Yankees to the Blue Jays to the Red Sox. And right now it's the Orioles who are leading that division. But right behind them is my number 9 team on my top 10 MLB power rankings, the Tampa Bay Rays. Didn't really think we were going to be talking about them much this season, but they are currently 8-7 on the season and 6-4 in their last 10 games. This past week, they lost a series to the Chicago Cubs, but swept the New York Yankees and absolutely dominated the Yankees, too. Pitching, they dominated them. They came through in the clutch. It was a really, really... pretty much, I mean, I'd say every game, even if they were down, they were still in it, and they really weren't down. It was pretty much all Tampa throughout that series, but Yandy Diaz is starting off the season hot himself. He's batting a .362 with 3 home runs and 14 RBI right now, but this Tampa Bay Rays team is getting it done with their pitching. They're getting it done with their bullpen. They're getting it done with their defense. Like I said, they're coming through in the clutch, but they are really, really hot behind the plate right now as well. And then rounding out the top 10 MLB power rankings are the Minnesota Twins. Overall record at 9-7 and 7-3 in their last 10 games. This past week, they took the series over the Detroit Tigers and the Toronto Blue Jays, which is the main reason why I even am talking about them, because I don't really expect to talk about them a lot. But, I mean, they did take down two really solid teams and are right there in their division with the Guardians. Bell has been fire for them so far, batting at .275 with 3 home runs and 12 RBI. But then their pitcher Taj Bradley came out of nowhere with 3 wins, 1.25 ERA, and 29 strikeouts on the season. So this team putting together so far early, but like I said, I feel like this is one of those divisions where it could pretty much go to any one of these teams, and it's going to be a battle all the way to the end. But if they keep that up and, you know, they're just able to keep treading water the rest of the way, I mean, I don't really feel like any of these American League Central teams have to blow anybody out of the water, really, to just win that division. But getting a lot of offensive production from both the Guardians and the Twins. But the Twins are getting some really solid help at the pitching position with Taj Bradley. All right, moving on to the NBA playoffs. It is finally NBA playoff time. Actually, technically NBA play-in time. But it's still the playoffs. I will be making my official playoff predictions on Friday's show, just because I want to see who gets in from the play-in side of things before I make official predictions. But, man, how this season ended up and the way things ended up, it's just crazy who ended up in there. So let's start with the 6 teams from each conference that made it into the playoffs, and then the first 4 matchups we have in the playoffs, and then, of course, we'll talk about the play-in matchups. So let's start off with the Western Conference. The number 1 overall seed, of course, ended up being the Oklahoma City Thunder, and the number 2 overall seed ended up being the San Antonio Spurs. So neither of those teams have their opponent yet. They will find out who their opponent is after the play-in series. But The number 3 overall seed in the Western Conference ended up going to the Denver Nuggets. Number 4, Los Angeles Lakers. Number 5, the Houston Rockets. And number 6, the Minnesota Timberwolves. So our first matchups in the Western Conference we have are going to be the Denver Nuggets versus the Minnesota Timberwolves and the Los Angeles Lakers versus the Houston Rockets. Like I said, we'll get more in depth on those matchups, but as you know, I'm a Lakers fan and pretty pissed off that not only is Luka at down and out for the count, but Austin Reeves is down and out for the count. And we don't know if or when either one of those guys are coming back for the playoffs. We are just left with LeBron, who's balling out of his mind right now. But I don't know how long that's going to last for a 7-game series against the Houston Rockets. So we'll see what we got there. But like I said, we'll go more in depth with each matchup on Friday's show. And then in the Eastern Conference, the number 1 overall seed ended up being the Detroit Pistons. Number 2 overall seed, the Boston Celtics. So both of those teams, they do not know their opponents just yet. They will find out after the play-in series. But the number 3 overall seed went to the New York Knicks. Number 4 overall seed, the Cleveland Cavaliers. Number 5, the Toronto Raptors. And number 6, the Atlanta Hawks. So the Eastern Conference matchups we have in the first round right now, the New York Knicks versus the Atlanta Hawks and the Cleveland Cavaliers versus the Toronto Raptors. So let's get into the NBA play-in, and that begins Tuesday. We have the first 2 matchups on Tuesday, then we have 2 more matchups on Wednesday, and then the losers of each of those matchups from Tuesday and Wednesday, they will play Thursday and Friday matchups to see who they ultimately end up playing. So on Tuesday, we have the number 7 seed Phoenix Suns versus the number 8 seed Portland Trailblazers. And this is in the Western Conference, of course. And like I said, whoever wins this game, they will actually end up playing the San Antonio Spurs. And then whoever wins the next matchup between the number 9 seeded Los Angeles Clippers and the number 10 seed Golden State Warriors on Wednesday night, whoever wins that game plays the loser of Tuesday night's matchup. So this matchup between the Trailblazers and the Phoenix Suns, I feel like is a really solid matchup. It's actually kind of shocking to actually even be talking about the Trailblazers like a legit squad, because they really have actually been one of the more consistent teams this year. They haven't been a dominating team, but they've been there all season, and here they are. Now, the Suns, they've been up and down. They've had their moments. They've had their good moments and their bad moments. But I think both of these teams match up really well, especially on the offensive side of the ball. But I think Portland is just the hotter team and playing the better basketball. So I'm going to go with Portland in that matchup, even though I wouldn't be shocked if Phoenix wins it. Then the second Tuesday matchup we have is going to be the Eastern Conference matchup between the number 9 seeded Charlotte Hornets and the number 10 seeded Miami Heat. So whoever wins this matchup is actually going to be the team that plays against the losing team in Wednesday's matchup between the number 7 seeded Philadelphia 76ers and number 8 Orlando Magic. Whoever wins that matchup ends up going to play the Boston Celtics. So the Tuesday night matchup in the Eastern Conference between the Miami Heat and the Charlotte Hornets. The Hornets are just like the Trailblazers, basically. One of the hottest teams in the league, playing very consistent basketball. They are excellent at the three-point line. And I just kind of feel like Miami has not played consistent basketball at all at any point in the season. They've been hanging on by a thread. They were lucky to even be in it, really. I mean, they're really lucky to be the number 10 seed overall, and that says a lot in the Eastern Conference. So I just kind of feel like Charlotte's offense is just going to be way too much for them, even though I feel like Miami is the more experienced team, of course, when it comes to the postseason. But I just feel like Charlotte and their offense is just going to blow the Miami Heat away, and I've got the Charlotte Hornets winning that matchup. Then our Wednesday matchups, we have the Golden State Warriors at the Los Angeles Clippers. These two teams are just weird. I don't think it really matters what happens, because both of these teams are not going anywhere. But they do play each other, and you have to pick one of these teams. So I'm just going Golden State simply because they have the veterans. They've been here before. They're the better team. And I mean, the Clippers, does anybody believe in the Clippers at all? Because I certainly don't. So I've got Golden State winning that one. And then our second matchup is going to be on Wednesday night between the Orlando Magic and the Philadelphia 76ers. Like I said, whoever wins this game actually goes to play the Boston Celtics. Whoever loses this game plays the winner of the Tuesday night matchup in the Eastern Conference. But what sucks for Philadelphia is no Joel Embiid because he had to have his appendix removed last week, 2 weeks ago. Either way, it's one of those injuries where you just he doesn't know when he's going to play, but he's most certainly not playing in this game. Orlando has been a very... They have been here all season long. They're another team where they're kind of like Portland, where they've been consistently playing very solid basketball, even in spite of any type of injuries they've had. But they just have a very sneaky squad. And I just kind of look at them, compare them to Philadelphia, where Philadelphia has been playing pretty solid basketball all season themselves. But I just kind of feel like they're going to miss Joel Embiid there in the middle. And I feel like Orlando's going to be too much for them, too fast for them. And Orlando's going to get the win in this one. So I have Orlando moving on in that matchup. So that means I have Orlando Magic facing off against the Boston Celtics with the Charlotte Hornets playing the Philadelphia 76ers. And in that matchup, I'm probably going to go Philadelphia in that matchup. If they end up getting Embiid, definitely go with Philadelphia in that matchup. But I just kind of feel like Charlotte's too young to really get a grip and kind of get going. I just kind of feel like Philadelphia is the better team, and they're just going to know what to do more in the critical situations. So I do have Philadelphia moving on and facing the Detroit Pistons in the Eastern Conference first round. So then my other matchup in the Western Conference play inside of things, I have, Portland facing off against the San Antonio Spurs. And so then that means I have the Golden State Warriors playing the Phoenix Suns. And in that matchup, I'm going to go with the Golden State Warriors because, once again, I feel like their veteran leadership, they know how to win in the postseason. I think that's going to help them here. And so I think that's going to get them into the playoffs, and they are going to go into the first round going up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. So that's how I think things are going to pan out this week. Like I said, we've got the play-in begins Tuesday night. We've got two games Tuesday, two games Wednesday, and then the last couple of games on Thursday and Friday, or I think they're both on Friday. I can't recall. Either way, I do know we have games Tuesday, Wednesday, and Friday. But we'll see what happens. The NBA playoffs officially begin on Saturday. We've got the NBA playoffs all for the next couple of months. Some great basketball ahead of us, and going to be interesting to see how it pans out. But like I said, I will be making my playoff predictions on Friday's show. So until then, enjoy the rest of the week of sports, and I will talk to you fools on Friday.